Hello there. Welcome to the October edition of Nolan Radio. I'm Nolan, and welcome to my world. You know it's pretty bad. The updates are pretty slow when you have to talk in terms of months. But, that's the way it's been going around here. If my voice sounds a little plugged up, well, that's because it is. I've been fighting my death of cold for the last at least 2 weeks. So this episode is, I meant to put up a couple weeks ago, and I just simply couldn't do it because I was too under the weather. Chest congestion, sinuses, the thing that's going around. And if anybody on this planet is going to get the thing that's going around, it's going to be me. It's a long time between colds and flu battles that I have, but when I do get it, that's really bad. On today's program, we're going to interview a local celebrity, a radio legend, and a friend of this website, Mr. Ted Webb, of News Radio 970 WFLA. I've known Ted for several years. We've become good friends through this enterprise, he's got a lot of interesting opinions, and he has just come out with a new book called But Of Course. It is a book of photography of women's asses. Great black and white, beautiful photography of women's asses. So any of you out there who are into that, this is the book for you. We're going to be talking to Ted here in just a moment. But I'd like to wish you all a happy fall, a happy Halloween. I hope I get another episode in before Thanksgiving, so I also don't have to say happy Thanksgiving at this time. And, of course, I apologize. It's so long between Nolan Radio episodes. There's been a lot going on this year with me and technical problems, health problems, website problems, business problems, just a lot of problems. But hopefully we can pick up and move forward a little bit faster than we have. There are some exciting changes for Crazy Fanboy 2007. Hopefully we're going to get a little bit more multimedia intensive. And I will be able to spend a little bit more time interacting than I have been due to several time-consuming concerns. But I don't want to bore you with that right now. We've had a very tempestuous and very troubled year with one scandal after another. But I think we're going to come out of it all right and move forward as a great country that we are. And the next election should be very, very exciting, very interesting. As the weather has turned from the sweltering sweat box that Central Florida is during the summer to the cooler fall weather, I've become myself quite inspired for greater creative input, as the change of seasons always does to me. So anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about today's guest, Mr. Ted Webb. Ted is going to be on in just a moment to talk about his career in radio, a little bit about himself, and about his new book, But Of Course. And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is my interview with Mr. Ted Webb.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another great episode of Nolan Radio. And I'm on the phone right now with local radio legend Ted Webb. Ted, so welcome so much to Nolan Radio.
Nolan, it's a pleasure to be with you.
We have known each other, pretty well for, about the last year or so, last couple of years since you started, writing to me on the website. You've been a great supporter of Crazy Fanboy. And, you've been, my God, you've been a radio personality for decades. For our listeners who aren't from the Tampa area or Central Florida area, how long have you been in radio?
Started in September 1963 and disc jockeyed for a long time, for 15 years, and then after that went into sports talk radio and then finally ended up in regular talk radio.
So you're up at the Clear Channel, not too far from where I am. The Clear Channel used to be J-Core?
Used to be J-Core, and they merged with Clear Channel, and we figured that that was a good marriage, you know. They had one company had a discipline of program and the other one of sales, but after the merger, we discovered that they're all about the same.
And unless I forget, the legendary radio station that you're a star on, that you work for, is 970 WFLA.
Yeah, I've been there 23 years now. It's hard to believe.
23 years. That is amazing. Yeah. I only really became an avid fan. I mean, I'd always listened to it for news and like that over the years, but when Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell moved over to 570 Winds about, what did you say, about 5 years ago?
Yeah, it's got to be maybe even a little longer than that, so...
5 or 6 or 7 years ago, and I just kind of keep my radio glued to 970 WFLA. It doesn't seem to be worth it to go anywhere else. You have a lot of varied interests in radio and music, and then you're also quite a karaoke singer on the side. And I need to get up to one of your parties one of these days.
Yeah, thank you. We have a great time out here. We really do. We had a great one on Saturday. We had about 50 people out here, and peaceful and fun, and everybody had a great time.
Oh, man, that's outstanding. What was your, just a little trivia, what was your very first radio station you ever worked for?
WALT.
And where was
1110 Tampa.
1110 Tampa, and that was in the mid-60s.
That was 63, yeah.
And we covered recently in one of our talks another local boy who made good, Joe Lalla, actor Joe Lalla. You
Absolutely.
Grew up with him, knew him, and you're from this area. I should say that you're. Are you born?
Tampa,
yeah, you were born in Tampa, right?
Born in Ybor City, raised in West Tampa.
And you and Joe went to school together.
Jefferson High School, and dear friend, long before then, you know, from the neighborhood. And it was good to see those guys make it, man. I mean, at that time, we had such great music in the Tampa Bay area, and it was like a well-kept secret. And then Blues Image came out, and bam, they go national, you know?
Absolutely. And he went on to do voiceovers and
movies and everything else. I mean, I'm so proud of Joe. It's incredible what he's accomplished.
But Ted Webb was happy enough being on the radio, being the voice of the conservative spirit in the modern times. But just, what fascinated you about radio? Why did you want to go into it?
There was air conditioned rooms and no heavy lifting.
Well, that counts.
I grew up without neither, you know, I was doing a lot of heavy lifting and I lived in an air conditioned house growing up. And no, I was an entertainer and, It was a natural to go from the band I was playing with to go into something else and kick me out because I couldn't hit the high notes. So, you know, my voice was starting to break, really bad. So a friend of mine told me about this.
Now, how old were you about this point?
14. 14.
And your voice was starting to break. Oh, well, yeah, about to break, sure.
Yeah. So
that was when the famous Basso Profundo came in right there.
Yeah. But it was very difficult for us to try to hit those high notes, so the band told me I had to go. And
what kind of music was it?
Rock and roll. I started playing doo-wop stuff. Mm-hmm. It was the typical early 60s band that we had in Tampa Bay. Not big. I mean, we're definitely not a big one and definitely not a good one, but we had a good time.
And they went on to become the Rolling Stones, right? Whatever happened to the band?
Out of that band, they went into Blues Image, Iron Butterfly, and one guy ended up with the Classics Four. So.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that, Iron Butterfly. You and Joe remember Mike Panera, another
Absolutely.
Local boy.
Absolutely, my cousin. Mike is my cousin.
Hey, we're all related, isn't that great? Tell me that, I always forget that. How is he?
Mike is doing okay. You know, he's on tour with the Classic Rock All-Stars, and every now and then I get a phone call from him telling me how he's, you know, doing and getting along and appears to be happy. You know, they're traveling all over the country doing these one-nighters, oldie shows and stuff like that. They've got Pete Rivera from the Rolling Stones. They have Jerry Corbetta from Sugarloaf. And they got the bass player from Cannibal and the Headhunters. And they
now, if you said the name, if you said the name, I missed it. What's the name of the group here? This all-star
the Classic Rock All-Stars.
The Classic Rock All-Stars.
That's yeah.
Definitely let me know when they come around to the area. That would be
Absolutely.
I just saw a little blurb on Pete Best on the AOL welcome screen that he's still playing. And he's taking the whole thing about being replaced by Ringo Starr and Stride. He's still playing and gigging out, and he's kind of making a living out of being the rejected Beatle.
Beautiful.
But I love to see that. I mean, I never really thought that so many of the 60s and 70s rock people would go on to still record in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but God bless them, they kept on doing it. What were your influences growing up, I guess music-wise, radio-wise, and what made you want to take the direction that you did?
It was really funny because as a little kid, my father, believe it or not, an old Cuban man, used to listen to the Grand Ole Opry of country music. So I was exposed to country music as really my first music, but then my neighbors were all into Elvis Presley, so Elvis Presley was the one that impressed me rock and roll-wise, and then after that I got into rhythm and blues, and I love rhythm and blues, you know, and... And that's basically where my soul is. I mean, even when I do karaoke and everything, we definitely do the...
Was there anyone on the radio that you listened to, a DJ or a radio host that inspired you to say, hey, I could do that?
Absolutely. There was, at the time when I was on, we had people like Roy Nelson. We had people like Ron Hart, Marv Ray. And I think every one of those guys... you know, actually influenced me. Ronald Quinn, who was Jackie Rabbit, was another guy that I thoroughly enjoyed listening to. And, you know, there was we had quite a group here.
Do you think, just generally speaking, do you think radio has improved over the years? Is it worse off for the years? Corporations
radio,
have kind of screwed it, or what?
Yeah, radio sucks right now. It's one of these things, Nolan, where, you know, I got too corporate.
Mm-hmm.
The little guy is no longer, you know, no longer involved in the way that he was. And it's just one of those deals, man, where, you know, it's just not the way it used to be. I mean, it's you know, we do our stuff in the morning, and it's a little different than what most people do in the radio right now as far as talk radio is concerned.
Well, it's an attractive show. It's very listenable. A lot of it's a little bit of everything, and I like the commentary, everything, all the personalities.
Well, thank you.
That's why it's among the reasons why it's such a top rated show. And I hope you continue on for many, many years. Probably I'm going to retire pretty soon as soon as I can. But let's talk about your new book. Now, you've been into photography for a very long time.
Yeah, I got into photography probably in 1978.
Mm-hmm.
And loved it. I mean, it's just it's one of those type of things.
Where you start off just being kind of like a photo bug. I got a camera and kind of fell in love with it?
Yeah, well, basically the way it started was this company bought airtime on our station. And so they were looking for a voice to do a camera store, and they said, would you be interested? I said, yeah, I'll talk to them to see what's, you know, what it's all about. And next thing you know, the guy has me going out there taking pictures, gave me a little camera, and I loved it. You know, the thing was great, but the problem was I couldn't recreate some of the pictures that I had seen in magazines and stuff. So then the guy says, well, you've got cheap equipment. He says, I can take care of that. He says, you know, we've got stuff you can enjoy and do some good pictures with. I said, okay, hit me with it. And then next thing you know, I had an incredible habit. It was worse than crack cocaine, you know, and
in those days before digital, you had to follow through with all the processing. Did you have like an enlarger and all that?
Oh yeah, I had it all. It was definitely a, you know, a tremendous expense. I mean, I had the dark room, I had everything else that went along with it, and
but a rewarding experience, obviously.
Oh yeah, but it was a lot of fun. I really did enjoy it. It was one of those deals where, you know, I don't regret it at all. It gave me a tremendous, not just hobby, but an art release, man. It was like, you know, at first you start doing this, then you start doing that. After a while, you're not taking those kind of pictures anymore. You want to just do something that's creative, you know?
And eventually you turn pro. One wants to turn pro, and you did. Now, about how long ago do you think you turned pro, do you remember?
I think it was roughly 90, 91, where I actually...
It's quite a while.
Yeah, 90, 91, I went and got... studio in Ybor City. Micah Fowler was the guy that was doing the photography there, and he married Constance Fowler, who was an author.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to move out somewhere in the Midwest, and he wanted to know if it was something that I'd be interested in. I said, you kidding? Ybor City, and of course this was before the gold rush.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out there and rented the studio from the Italian Club, and we were shooting models, we were shooting acting schools, modeling schools, family portraits. We're shooting a little bit of everything that you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to the point where we said, we're just going to shoot what we want to shoot. I got tired of doing the modeling schools and having, you know, 20, 30 kids come in at one time for a shoot. So I just started shooting for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start shooting for fun, it gets a lot better because you're shooting the stuff you want to shoot. And you know, it comes out better because you're really into it. You're busting your butt. You're not sitting like at a McDonald's, like, fast food photo place, you know,
mm-hmm.
where you just got to crank them out.
You actually, before we get to this newest book, but of course, I believe you have published before.
I had a book, Ted Webb's Trivia, that mm-hmm. Was published, and it was, you know, all the trivia questions that I ask on Rack Your Brain, which is the show every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun, you know, it was good to do the trivia thing, but I wanted to do something other than trivia. I wanted to do some, you know, that involved really good photography.
So then your art muse and your photography muse and then the publishing bug, I guess you could say, kind of coalesced into this newest book.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. And this is But Of Course, as B-U-T-T. It's a beautiful book of black and white photography, and the subject of the photography is
women's butts.
Women's butts, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, and
yeah,
it is really something. And it's not pornographic. It's very, very tasteful. And
no models in that book, by the way. They're all amateurs. These are all women that that I met while we were doing the mall. I'm walking through the mall. I'm going to gas stations, restaurant. And I'd see some ladies that I thought were well endowed back there, and I would tell them, I said, listen, I said, I'm doing a book. This is not a freak talking to you.
That's always the biggest trick.
Absolutely. I said, you know, you're welcome to bring your husband, your boyfriend, if you've got one. If you don't have one, bring a girlfriend, bring your sister, bring somebody. But we want you to feel comfortable and know that this is not crazy. So we did quite well with that. We batted about 20%, which is phenomenal when you stop and think about it. Calling women at, you know.
You said what about 20%?
That was our success ratio.
Oh, success ratio.
Of the girls that we had asked to be part of the book, 20% of us said yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
And it's about how many pages?
Oh, God, I don't know. I guess it's not numbered. The pages weren't numbered, but we had 45 girls, and we had a couple of hundred pictures. I don't know how many of the pictures they used in the actual book. There were a couple of pictures that I thought were great that they didn't use in the book. And I don't know, I might work something out with another book down the road and use those in there. My next book is going to be in sepia.
Ah, that would be But Of Course 2?
No, I don't think we're going to call it But Of Course. I think we're going to have, you know, something with the word sepia in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the publisher is you know, kind of excited about it. It's one of those books that you know, artsy and
yeah, it's low. It's a large size book. Kind of, I guess you'd call it a coffee table book.
Yeah.
How much does it cost?
$27.
$27 and worth every penny. And it can be gotten from.
You can go to butofcourse.us, B-U-T-T, of course, .us, or you can go to Reflections by Henry, and because I put the book out under my real name, so.
That's a little bit of a revelation.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't born Ted Webb. You picked that up earlier in your career, but it's certainly.
After spending 10 months in the mountains with a Dalai Lama, that's what he started doing.
Now, wasn't there, I think there's another website, floridabooks.com or floridabookstore.com?
Floridabookstore.com.
Floridabookstore.com.
Yeah,
and I believe they also have your other books.
They do. They have the Ted Webb's Trivia out there at the same place.
All highly recommended reading. For the tech heads out there and the behind-the-scenes camera buffs, what kind of equipment do you use to photograph
the
models?
I use the to photograph my but of course I use the D1X, but now I'm using the D2X, which is the evolution of the D1X.
Okay, I'm a little behind. Is that a Canon?
No, that's a Nikon.
Nikon, okay.
Yeah, Nikon D2X, and it's really nice. Nice camera. I mean, it's well worth the money.
Would you call that a large format?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's It's an SLR, believe it or not, in body shit. But when you shoot the pictures, I mean, it's 12.4 megapixels, so you are...
Oh, that's way up there.
You're definitely...
So that's digital.
Absolutely.
Do you like digital better than the old chemical?
Yeah, I do.
It's obviously cut out a few steps, and it's cheaper, I guess, in the long run.
Not only cheaper, Nolan, but it's like you get to see what you're shooting right away. And, you know, before we used to have to bracket everything. I'd shoot you at 5, 6, 8, and then at 11, right? F11. Now we just, you know, we take the shots we want, and we get the lighting that we want, and we see it right away. And if there's something there not happening, you can adjust your lighting or adjust the model, and boom, shoot it again, and you got a tape.
Yeah.
And it's instant. You see it right away, which is you know, it's good for us. It's good for the pulse because they want to see what their thing was like.
And you import that in the computer and sweeten it up? And
absolutely. Photoshop it. And, you know, some of the girls in the book had the tramp stamp, you know, the little tumor of the butts.
Okay,
and they said, oh, my God.
Stay away from the TV. You blipped out there.
I said, they have the tramp stamp, the tattoo right over their butt, you know?
Oh.
And so what we do is, you know, we go out there and we take out the tattoo because some of them feel that once they saw that tattoo that they would be recognized. In the book, only a couple of the ladies showed their faces. The other ones didn't show their faces. None of the girls were identified, so anonymity was, you know, was the rule there.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of this. If someone else wanted to make a model out of one of them, is there a way to contact any of them?
No, they're not models.
And, no, they didn't care to. Okay.
Yeah,
if any of them went on to become.
Oh, sure. If somebody contacted me and said I'd like to, you know, hire that girl for a job, I would pass that information to the lady.
And by the same token, on the sequel to But of Course, how do I put this delicately? I guess they could contact you through any of the websites. TedWeb.com, I suppose, would be open.
They can. Best one would be to go to Ted at TedWeb.com, and there's two D's in Ted, two D's in Web, and it'll get to me, and I will forward that information to any of the models that somebody might want to hire.
Well, I meant for the next book of yours.
For the next book of mine? They call me because, we're starting to shoot it already. I've shot three models, and two of them were real good. One of the girls was out all night Saturday and showed up for the Sunday photo shoot a little buzzed out. I mean, she was drunk, and you know, it just didn't look right. You know, I mean, so I was not pleased with that session at all, so I don't think that's going to go into the book. I mean, we might have to... reshoot her.
If it's not broaching any confidence, is there any money involved for the models?
There is money involved for the models on the back end, and they go into a modeling pool, and in the modeling pool, they will split 25% of the book. 25% of the sale of the books goes to the modeling pool, and the 45 girls split that among themselves.
Okay, so for any of the ladies out there who feel they have excellent backsides, or their boyfriends who think the same of them, contact Ted. There might be a buck in it for you if you get into the book, and a little notoriety from being in the sequel to But of Course, any of the collection of But of Course books, the encyclopedia
of
women's answers from Tampa area, huh?
One of the girls in But of Course, a young lady, 22 years old, has done three movie shorts, some of them for the Guzzo brothers, and then she just did a full-length one that's SAG credit. So she's done that since appearing in But of Course. So.
Yeah, Peter and Paul Guzzo, very noted local filmmakers. And, they've really responsible for bringing Tampa and helping put it on the map.
Oh, no question.
From so many others who have tried before. And I think as a slight digression, give them credit for bringing the filmmaking community more out front than possibly it ever has been.
Absolutely, man. They've done a fantastic job. They really
have. Oh, yeah. And Joe Lalla, who we just referenced, was just in one of their movies.
Yes, he was. Joe,
The End is Blossoming of 40s mob-influenced Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
Story.
Joe was there and did a great job for the Guzzos. Really enjoyed working for them. He says that they're very professional, and Joe should know since he's worked with some of the best, you know.
Oh, yeah. His JoeLalla.com, people can see his prodigious resume.
Quite interesting.
Yes, it is. You've known a lot of interesting people over the years. Who are some of your favorite interview people you've interviewed, people you've met through the radio, through show business career?
Muhammad Ali continues to be one of the people that just floored me. Interviewing Muhammad Ali, it was the first time in my life that that I was speechless. I was really enthralled with this guy because he was, this is the most famous man in the world. To this day, he could walk into any country. Any country.
I guess that's true.
And people say, Ali. I mean, they know this guy, man. They love this guy all over the world.
Oh, it's so cool.
I got a chance to interview him, and I'll tell you what, Nolan, it was definitely something to behold.
When was that?
Oh, this had to be maybe 12 years ago.
Now that was before he started having his Parkinson's disease, poor thing.
No, he already was afflicted with the Parkinson's. It wasn't as bad as it is now, but you knew then that something wasn't right. You know.
Many political figures impress you?
I've met quite a few of them. Now, as far as which one impressed me the most, I would have to say that. Oh God! You're gonna put me on the spot here because there's gonna be a lot of them that'll come out there and say, "Hey,
you can name more than one."
Yeah, we can, I guess. But it was probably and I'm gonna say that this guy was just incredible with his honesty,
mm-hmm.
And that was long before he became governor of Florida, and that's Jeb Bush.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was a buddy of mine long before. Long before there was any.
No, I didn't know.
Good friend.
I have my feeling about the whole Bush family, but I have to say, and I'm on record for this, what he brought us through in 2 years of record hurricanes.
Phenomenal.
Is a model. It's just a model.
No question about it, Nolan.
And no one can take that from him.
And despite the opinion that a lot of people have about him, he's cool, okay?
And
that's
cool.
The word I'm going to tell you. No, he's cool.
And he's bilingual, amazingly.
Bilingual, and I can talk to him like you and I talk, okay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's just that kind of a guy. He's not a pompous ass like a lot of people may think he is. He's not. He's not at all. I mean, the guy is just... just a nice guy.
In our remaining few minutes here, I'd like to ask you for any young people we have out in the audience, which I have quite a few young people, if they want to go into radio and try to do what you do. Nobody can do what you do. There's only one Ted Webb. But
what's
their first steps?
First step is to call me so that I can meet with them in person and bitch slap them for even thinking about doing such a stupid thing. You know, the entire morning show for The Beat got fired today. These are people that had a number two share in the market in the prestigious 2554 demo. So it doesn't matter how good a job you're doing today. You know what I'm saying?
It's that corporate thing, yeah.
And it's that corporate thing again. And my advice to them is, man, go do something that you enjoy, creative, but in a field where you can go and prosper and you can grow with it, you know? What's happening here now is just, it's freaking ludicrous. I mean,
you'd actually discourage them from going into...
I would definitely discourage them from going into the radio business.
Going all right,
to TV,
well, yeah,
going
I know
to
they're,
movies.
They're... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I said go into movies, go into TV, do something else creative, but... do not go into radio.
Do they still have schools for that? They used to be able to go to school.
Oh, God, they got them everywhere. and I'm going to go out and let me tell you that you do not need to go to one of those schools, okay, where they're going to charge you $10,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the standard fee they charge you, and they make this business out to be something that it's not. So what I say to you is go to college and get on an intern program, which is cheaper. It's
mm-hmm.
nothing. It doesn't cost a penny to come in as an intern. And you will learn that business. You will find out exactly if you're cut out for it. And if you are, it could be a great gimmick if you're trying to do something that is not involving disc jockeying.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're getting into, like, the sports talk show angle, because they still have, you know, sports talk shows that that have been around for a long, long time. And if that's your calling, you can go out and get it done. But as far as a DJ, man, stay the hell away from that. There's
wow.
nothing. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
as the men would tell Tarzan as they're going into the jungle, bad juju, Tarzan, men, go no further. You know, you definitely do not want to do radio right now for a career.
Boy, there was a day, though.
There was. There was definitely a day where it was great. It was a wonderful business to get into. And what was cool about it was the art.
Mm-hmm.
The art. The
unpredictability of it. You never knew where it was going to go.
Now it is so predictable and so boring and so damn insecure, because these guys will box you out in a heartbeat, man.
Mm-hmm.
In a New York second, if they think that that will bring them a little more bonus at the end of the year.
All right. Well, there's
what
some
it's all about.
There's some wisdom from them, as the man who knows has been in the middle of it. Recap where people can get the book, but of course, is but of course dot say the
U.S.
Again.
Yeah,
but of course dot U.S. Two T's and but.
Yeah, and they can get it at floridabookstore.com.
Okay.
And those are the two best places, at floridabookstore.com and also butofcourse.us.
Now, obviously, anyone who can hear this show has a computer, but just to be polite as a reference, is there an alternate, like a phone number or anything, to call for those who don't have a computer?
They can call Florida Media, and it's in Orlando.
Okay.
And I do not have the number here right now. But,
okay. Well, Florida Media in Orlando as an alternative to the websites we've given out. And, but of course, is a highly recommended book, photography. I guess we could call it erotic photography.
Yeah.
Black and white coffee table book of women's backsides. Very well done by local radio legend Ted Webb. Ted, thanks so much for being on Nolan Radio.
Thank you, brother. You and I have a lot in common. We have to deal with a lot of asses.
Yeah. And on that note, Ted, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks a lot, Nolan. God bless and continued success with CrazeFanboy.com. I love reading it, and you got some great people that help you out with it, with their little articles. But you, man, you're the guy that I go to every time I go.
Oh, man. Well, thanks so much for the support. I've been pretty lucky. I've surrounded myself with some talented people, and they help keep me afloat, believe me.
You have surrounded yourself with some super talented people, but you're one of the most talented people I know. You're really a creative genius, and I really appreciate our friendship, man.
Well, I do too, Ted, very much so. And thanks so much for the support, and thanks for being here today.
You got it, brother. I'll see you soon. Peace.
Thank you so much, Ted, for appearing on Nolan Radio. Everyone go check out his book, look out the website, and I'll see you all next time. Take care.